Blog Talk Radio.
All right, now. God bless. We are now live here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing God's promise. If you are believing in God's promises, then you are in the right place. This is called you're standing in His glory. So I'm asking right now, people of God, to hold on and to stand in it and to wash in it. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Just bathe in His glory. That is a wonderful place to be. So I'm looking for all of you on here to share in this, because so many people are being discouraged because of so many things we see happening in these times. And many of the things that we see that's happening in these times, God said would happen in these days. But we want you to still believe and still be encouraged that everything He has promised to you that He will do. Just keep on standing in faith. Do not allow your faith to fail you. We know the enemy teaches and desires to slip his feet. And that is what he's supposed to do. But what we are supposed to do is stand on the promises of God. Do you hear me? Stand on the promises of God. God does not fail us. He's not a God that can lie. Okay? What did He promise you? I want you to come on here today and tell me if we can stand in agreement. We can encourage one another. God wants His church to assemble together. He wants us to talk to one another. He wants us to testify to one another so that we can help each other to be encouraged. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So many Christians now, we're going our separate ways. You have your agenda, that one has their agenda, and this one has their agenda. But we can stand on one accord. We are standing in God's glory, hallelujah. That's when you're standing and when you're putting on the whole armor as we stand together as one church. For we are the bride of Christ. Oh, no, it's not just you individually. It's us together. That is the church of God. Hallelujah. It's His bride. And when we learn to love one another, as God has commanded us, and Jesus commanded us that we love one another, so the world may see that we love Christ. They will see when we love another. Not the bickering between each other and going our separate ways and division, because a house divided against itself will fall. We know that. So we know we understand. What did God promise you? Hallelujah. But what did God ask us to do? Are we standing on His word? Are we going out doing that great commission called to tell of the goodness of God that there is a Lord, there is someone that said about us, that there was someone who died for us so that our sins would be forgiven? This is the only way that we can get back to God. Because when Adam first sinned, hallelujah, we fell under the curse of Adam. But we thank God for Him sending us the second Adam. And His name is called Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. God has given Him the authority, and only through Him can we reach God again. Only through Him are we redeemed. Hallelujah. Redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. So that's one promise that we stand on, so that we don't have to keep on living in the first covenant where you would die, that the wages of sin is death. We have come to Christ as the forgiveness of our sins, so that those things will be forgiven. Hallelujah. And that we be forgiven, and God will present, Jesus will present us faultless before the throne. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? He took the sins upon Himself. Hallelujah. So that we don't have to face that sentence that we deserve, which is the wages of sin and death, because Jesus took it upon Himself. Will we be forgiven before God Almighty Himself? And that great day when we come before Him, and He welcomes us into His arms. Hallelujah. And we are called the children of God. What a wonderful day that will be. What a wonderful day it is. Hallelujah. Those who have received Him now, what a wonderful thing that happened when Jesus stood on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He set the captives free. He even went to hell and set the captives free. And He even goes into the hell of your soul. No matter what you have done, He will go to the very marrow of your bones and to the into your belly. He will heal it. Hallelujah. He will heal the very thing in your soul. He will heal the disease. Hallelujah. Many of our diseases that we have is because of sin and unforgiveness. Forgive your brother, okay, so that God may forgive you. All right? Instead of just stand in these promises, hallelujah, you can stand in the glory of God. Amen and amen. This is just a good thing talking to you. And I hope that next time you come back and you're talking to me. Let's stand on one accord, okay? In Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, as he cares about his people. Amen and amen.